Hi, my name is Emily Stacy, and this podcast is going to be me interviewing my family, asking them how our family dog Milo has benefited us. In my project, I did research over how companion animals benefit each of the different age groups, young, adult, and elderly. The first person I'm going to be interviewing is my little sister, Grace. She is 10 years old, and I'm going to ask her her opinion on what she thinks of Milo. Grace, how do you think Milo has benefited you?
Well, he usually goes outside with me when I swing, and we usually go back in and sit on the couch and stuff and chill, and then sometimes we go upstairs, watch movies, and like I give him treats, like train him and stuff to sit down, lay down and stuff.
Do you think Milo is more of a friend, or is he just a pet?
Friend.
Do you think Milo makes you happy or sad or angry?
Happy, but he makes me angry when he, like, chews up stuff that he's not supposed to.
Okay, so overall, are you happy that we have Milo in our house?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Okay, now I'm going to be interviewing my mom and getting her opinion on what she thinks about Milo. Mom, do you think Milo benefits us?
I most definitely do.
How does Milo benefit you?
Milo benefits me because since you've been away to college, he's kind of like an extra child in the house, and he reminds me a lot of you. And he's a really good cuddle buddy, and he's just like one of us, a part of the family.
Would you say that Milo makes you happy, sad, angry?
I would have to go with happy 85% of the time. I'm angry whenever I have to get up because he rings his bell 50,000 times a day to let him out. But other than that, he's a pretty good kid.
So do you think that we benefit as a family by having Milo in our house?
Most definitely. I think that Milo brings our family together, and we can all agree as a whole that he makes our life a lot better.
Do you think Milo is a good addition for someone who may not have any family?
Most definitely, because he will definitely cuddle with you. He will love you. He will be at the door to greet you when you're coming home. He will sit in the window and watch. I've seen him watch for you for hours, knowing that you're coming home. So, yeah, he's definitely would benefit someone that doesn't have a whole lot of family.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Now I'm going to be interviewing my granny and asking her a few questions about how she feels about Milo. Do you think Milo has benefited our family in any way?
Yes, I do.
Okay, how do you think he's benefited us?
He's brought the family together more because we have more conversations together instead of all of us doing our own little thing in the afternoon when we're home after whatever we do during the day.
So, do you think Milo makes you happy? Does he make you sad? Does he make you angry?
He makes all of us very happy.
So, what do you think Milo does that makes us happy?
He shows us affection. He makes us laugh. He gives everybody attention, and he just shows everybody love.
So, how do you think our family would be if we didn't have Milo?
We would be sad. He's part of the family. He's more like a family member than a dog. He would be greatly missed if he wasn't here.
So, would you recommend someone who doesn't have a family getting a pet to try to fill the void?
Yes, I would. We didn't realize what we were missing out on until Milo came along.
Okay, thank you. Finally, I will be talking about some of the ways that I benefit from owning Milo as a pet. When I first adopted Milo, I was a junior in high school, and I didn't really have a whole lot going on. I wasn't too busy, and I was kind of just looking for a friend. So I got Milo, and ever since then, he has been more of a friend to me than a lot of other people have. He's always been there for me. He's always there to greet me at the door. He loves spending time with me. We do everything together. We go hiking. We go for walks. We go to the store. We do everything together. And I'm really, really glad that I did adopt a dog. I think I was always kind of missing that void. I didn't really have that support system with any of my friends. So adopting Milo was really just great for me. I would definitely recommend adopting a dog to anyone who may feel lonely or need a friend or a companion. He is always there to make me smile when I'm sad. He cuddles me when I'm lonely. He does pretty much anything I need him to do. He'll play with me whenever I feel like I want to play. He'll take a nap with me whenever I feel like I need a nap. He's just always down to do whatever. I really do feel like he has benefited our family because he has brought us together. We wouldn't know what to do without him. We sit in the living room and we throw his ball and we play with him, and it's just a really great time. We all love Milo so much, and I'm just really glad that I adopted a pet. The whole reason that I did this research project and did this podcast was try to convince other people to adopt a pet if they see fit and if they're in a good standing too. Obviously, I don't want anyone to adopt a pet that isn't able to. If you're not able financially or if you're not in a good place, please don't adopt a pet because they are a lot of work. They do take a lot of commitment. But if you're lonely and just looking for a friend, or maybe you want to reap some of the health benefits that come along with owning an animal, you can do that. I know sometimes when I'm worried or am feeling some kind of anxiety, Milo's there to help me. He calms me down. He lays with me. And it's just a really great time having Milo in our house. And that's the whole reason I did this project, was just to convince people that owning a pet isn't just owning a pet. It's adding a new member to your family.